that's what we need. We need the Patrick Nazaroff scale of intelligence. Forget IQ. We need a PN. Yeah. What's my PN score?
Sure. Timothy off the charts. It's unbelievable here.
It's incredible how smart Timothy is.
It's maybe smartest kid on the planet. I don't know.
That's like every psychologist who developed like a system for how you're supposed to go through life always says that they're at the top of the system. Everybody else, you've all got it wrong, but I've mastered this. Yeah. This is the BN scale. I love it.
But welcome back to the Beyond Sunday podcast. We're exploring how to take our faith beyond Sunday morning. For our listeners at home, you should know that Pastor David and I are in our own homes.
Social distancing.
Over the internet with one another. So sound quality, we'll see how this goes.
Who knows?
Our sound quality has been a little bumpy over the last few weeks anyway.
It's not
going to
be worse than it's been.
Yeah, so here we are.
You know, there are a lot of podcasts that I listen to that do it like this every single week. So
that's true.
We can do this, right?
They figured it out.
That'll be fine. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, we're smart. We can at least put our sons on it on the case.
We score an 8 on the PN scale, so I think that's good.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I have a little bit of a cough.
It's coronavirus. I shouldn't make jokes about that. It's not funny. I know that it's a serious thing, but humor is my default defense mechanism. So
I think it's that. It's just levity is bringing, bring the seriousness to a tangible level for us.
Right. Yeah.
So obviously a lot has changed since our last podcast.
And it's only been a week. Barely.
We recorded last week and here we are, and the world is a dramatically different place. And so we are going to do some podcast. We will want to keep putting out Beyond Sunday while we're here for our listeners, while you're at home, social distancing.
Right.
You want quality podcasting.
Absolutely.
Plus our podcast.
Exactly.
So here we are.
Yep.
So we're going to start with some news here.
All right.
And I did not read this article, so I only have the headline.
Even better.
But I do think it's pretty. I think it's a pretty funny headline. So are you familiar with Emergen-C? Vitamin C droplets that you put into water.
First off, Emergen-C is not a vitamin C droplet. It's a powder, and I absolutely am familiar with it because I use it. It's great. Yeah. Strawberry kiwi is the best flavor of Emergen-C.
Okay. Well, Emergen-C cautions against mixing vitamin powder with liquor to make quarantinis.
That seems like a wise thing for them to speak out against.
What? Yeah. I'm going to say, quarantinis, that's amazing. That's a great title for these things.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, but I do probably would admit, and I'm no scientist, I do score pretty high on the PN scale.
Right.
I'm no scientist.
Sure.
That might not actually make you healthier.
I mean, you're still getting all the vitamins. It's not like the alcohol kills the vitamins. You know.
Yeah, sure, why not? I don't know.
What's the difference between alcohol and water? Jesus turned water into wine, so
that's
true. Basically,
did he turn
it
into a quarantini?
If Jesus were alive today, he would make us a quarantini.
Yeah, is there anything that you would particularly want
to
add?
I should also clarify. I mean, I guess Jesus is alive, but you know, that's different. Is there anything I would add to my emergency quarantine? So, so if I were using the strawberry kiwi, which is my preferred flavor of emergency. I'd probably mix that with either a gin or a vodka. Are we allowed to talk about this? I'm suddenly, this is like a family show. Are we allowed to?
It's okay. I don't really drink alcohol, so I would not.
Yeah,
really
I'd probably
that.
Mix it with either a gin or a vodka, maybe a little simple slurp and a mint leaf. I think that'd be a nice way to do it. Yeah.
Yeah, the mint leaf would be nice. Yeah. There you go. So, listeners, you can send us in your preferred quarantini that you would go with.
That's absolutely what I hear.
All right.
Did I just hear Kat laughing in the background at your quarantini?
She did. Hopefully it was out of my joke and not something on the TV.
Either way,
something.
Whatever. It's still great. Still great quality podcasting. That's what we're looking for. Nothing but the finest podcast here Beyond Sunday.
Yes. So let's talk a little bit about what's going on with us as professional church workers during this crazy time.
Sure.
So
we haven't seen each other in like four days.
That is true. We saw each other on Tuesday. We did some meeting and recordings stuff for church.
Wait, it's really only
on
been
Tuesday.
2 days? Oh man, it feels way worse than that.
the days go weird now.
All right, so we've seen each other 2 days ago. My bad. Sorry, Patrick.
Yeah, but who knows when the next time will be? Yeah. So So, but we're still, as a church, exploring, okay, what does it mean to do church in this social distancing era? Yeah. So our church, like many, are providing online services. Mm-hmm. You can look it up at Lord of Life, online.com or .org. .org or on our Facebook page,
right.
Lord of Life Lutheran Church.
Yep.
You can find us there. The Woodlands, Texas.
That's the group.
And all the, yeah. And then we also have some different projects that we've been working mm-hmm. on for things. What project are you working on kind of for a congregation that they might not
sure. be? Sure. So I've got a couple things that are kind of at the front of my to-do list right now. We've got a group of volunteers calling all of our members who we would consider to be in the CDC's at-risk population. So anyone that's 60 or over or we know of to be immunocompromised, we're calling to check in, see how they're doing, see what resources they might need that Lord of Life can support with, whether that be grocery shopping or something else. We also have a group of people who are going to be starting to call all of our members in the congregation within the next week or so. So, I mean, that's going to be another pretty big list. For Lord of Life, just to check in on everybody, because it's a weird time to not see people that you're used to seeing two or three or four times a week. So we're going to have some people doing that. You know, we're working on a lot of online devotional material, so I'm working with our temporary director of children's faith formation, who's stepping into Katie's role. Her name is Sarah Lutz. I'm working with her to put together online children's Sunday school things. We're doing daily devotionals on our Facebook live stream. You're putting out Bible studies. I mean, there's lots of different ways that we're trying to keep connected with the congregation, a lot of which I'm pretty excited about, things that I think we both have wanted to do some of these things for a long time, but there have always been, you know, these other things that are in our way, and suddenly we're not allowed to do any of those other things.
Yes. Yeah.
A whole new world of opportunity opens up.
A lot of the day-to-day things that I used to do have been removed from my schedule, so...
Yeah.
But our social media presence, one of the things we're doing is Monday through Friday, every morning at 11, we produce something for families. Mm-hmm. I've been doing a lot of that stuff, writing Bible studies based on movies that I've been watching or things you can watch on Disney Plus or Netflix. At 3, you do a little short online devotional, about 10 to 15 minutes long. And then at 6, I put out a prayer for our congregation. Mm-hmm. Here's what we're praying about today. That was jump-started by our youth program.
Yeah, even better.
Similar to you, I also connecting with youth pretty regularly throughout the day. We're playing a lot of Trivia Crack.
This is a ministry. Congregational thing. We're not playing. It's ministry connections. Yeah. This is
congregational connection. Right. We're connecting through Trivia Crack right now. Right. Maybe next is Words with Friends. Who knows? You know.
We'll see what comes.
But ways where we're using the gift we've been given of social media, of cell phones, of the internet to use that as a connection point right now. This is weird. It's a weird, unprecedented time for many, many people to figure out how are we doing ministry in light of
Corona. Yeah.
But one of the things we wanted... Oh,
no, I was just agreeing with you. That's all. Yeah.
Yeah. So one of the things we did want to talk about, though, on the podcast is as we're protecting our physical health right now through hand washing, through wiping down all our surfaces, through making sure we're staying safe, we want to pay special attention to our spiritual health. And Pastor David, you kind of raised this interesting question, like what is spiritual hand washing?
Yeah, I raised that question, but have no idea. I do think it's an interesting question. I just don't know where we're going to go with it yet. So we'll see what happens.
And so we'll figure that out together, right? Like, so what is spiritual hand washing? Yeah. And so we're going to start there. So why don't we, I'll ask you this. I know when you started doing these video devotionals, I kind of mentioned to you like, hey, if you ever need a break, I can step in and do one. And you mentioned, hey, this is just as good for me as it is for the congregation.
Yeah, well,
so I wanted to start
I hope it's
with
good
that,
for the congregation. That, I know it's good for me. Yeah, whether or not it's good for anybody else up in the air.
Or I think you're saying like, this is a cathartic process for me.
Yeah, for sure.
First and foremost. So I wanted to start there. So how has doing this video devotional been a cathartic process for you?
Yeah, so, you know, for me, I mean, number one, I'm not bound by a particular story or text that's assigned for a Sunday. I'm getting to talk about whatever I want to talk about, right? So an issue comes up or something pops into my head, and I'm just gonna talk about it. And I'm not scripting myself, so I'm not writing stuff out. I'm really just getting to vent stuff that's in my body. My wife and my family are lovely, lovely people, but I'm sure many of us who are in the house with our family all day are aware that they're not the ones who want to hear us venting that stuff all of the time.
Yeah.
You know, Amanda has heard most of my sermons 3 or 4 times at this point in her life, and she doesn't need to hear that on a regular basis. So I'm, it's giving me a connection point where I'm able to express myself around just the stuff that's in the air, right? So this year we've talked about, or this week, right? This week hasn't even been a year. This week we've talked about anxiety. We've talked about...
This week has been the longest year of my life.
Yeah, I hear you. We've talked about anxiety. We've talked about isolation. We've talked about... today we did encouragement. You know, I'm thinking about doing one on rest here in the next couple of days. You know, just things that are on my mind that I think we need to be reminded of because I need to be reminded of them. So a lot of this for me is like, if I say this out loud enough, then maybe it becomes true for me again. And in the process of it becoming true for me, hopefully it becomes true for others as well. So it is a spiritual practice, right? Because, I mean, you and I, we're used to being social people. I'm not a huge extrovert, but I do genuinely love meaningful connections with close friends. And so to be in an office where we are used to being able to walk down the hallway and say, hey, let's sit down and talk about this thing that I'm experiencing right now for 10 minutes, and then I'll be able to go back to work, right? I don't have that connection here. I don't have that space here because Sophia really doesn't care about what I'm thinking about anxiety or isolation. And William will babble at me, and it will be adorable. And he's a fantastic medicine of his own, but he's not... responding. And so it's a vehicle for me to feel a sense of connection. And I know I've talked about this before where, you know, social media is almost like an artificial connection. And I want to honor that too. Like, it's still not genuine. I'm not having a back and forth. It's still just me speaking into a camera, you know, and seeing how many people choose to tune in. But the practice of speaking these words out loud is meaningful for me and has helped me to calm my own thinking around this entire experience, right? Because we don't know what's coming tomorrow. You know, we're recording this one day and it's about, what, 72, 96 hours until we release this episode, and who knows what's going to be different in that short amount of time. And so just having that space to speak that truth out into the world, to say, I don't know what's happening and that's okay, and to remind myself out loud that God is still present in that has been valuable for me.
Absolutely. I think that's one of the things that for, you know, listeners who are experiencing like this angst and anxiety and like, and also the pent upness of like feeling here, this is an act of spiritual hand washing. It's an act of spiritual cleansing. This is this processing time. So I definitely encourage everybody, no matter what that looks like, whether that's having meaningful, deep conversations with a family member, a friend over the phone, with, you know, a podcast or with a Facebook Live video or through a journal, finding that time to get whatever's going on to your brain out. Yeah. And I think that that helps. Like that's an act of spiritual hand washing is here's something that I'm getting out, these things that are going out of my head. And by speaking them aloud, perhaps we find a greater sense of peace than by keeping them cooped up inside.
Yeah.
Or a greater sense of calmness, a greater sense of perspective. All those things happen by just having that practice of getting those things out. So I think that is a way that we can explore that spiritual hand wash.
Yeah. You know, I think too, it's worth noting. I don't know if we talked about the Screwtape letters on the podcast before. I know you and I talk about it all the time.
I don't think we've mentioned on the podcast. All right, you know,
yeah, so it's all right. Well, we'll talk about it now. That's great. Sure. So C.S. Lewis wrote this book called The Screwtape Letters. The whole premise of the book being that each of us have a personal demon assigned to us whose sole job it is to lure us away from God. And this particular demon, whose name is Screwtape, is receiving advice from his manager saying, you know, this is what you should do to lure your human away. At one point, my favorite part of the book, the human starts going to church, and the manager responds to Screwtape saying, that's no problem. He can go to church. We can use church against him, and we can still use that to distract his mind and to pull him away from being faithful to God. And for me, this kind of moment that we're in is kind of like that, where it feels like, you know, something's just trying to pull us so hard. It's trying to pull us away from those things that catch our attention and that focus us. It's even now trying to pull us away from church, right? That we're not able to connect with a community in the same way that we have before. And so it's even more important that we are aware of what is our spiritual health, what are our spiritual practices. Just as we're trying to homeschool our kids to keep a routine for them, You know, how are we homeschooling our faith to keep a routine for ourselves?
Yeah, I think that's definitely another perspective is what are the routines we're instilling inside ourselves? Yeah. So whether that's making sure we're present on Sunday morning, whether to watch the service as best we can. Look, the benefit right now, like you can go to church in your PJs. That's a benefit, right? Like true. That's one thing you can do. You can show up
there. I can record this podcast in my PJs. Ain't nobody going to say that's nothing.
That's true. Maybe you are. I don't know. Yes. Listeners have no idea.
Yeah, we're going to leave that one alone. We're just going
to. Yeah. But and also, I know we know pastors and church workers around the world are figuring this out with you guys. Like none of us knew that within, 72 hours, all of our ministries were going to be converted to online ministries, whether we whether we were good at it or not. So definitely, if you're a member of Lord of Life, be patient with us. If you're not a member of Lord of Life, be patient with your church.
And be patient with this podcast. We're all doing our
best. Yes, we're doing our best to make our services not look like a hostage video, okay? Like, we're doing our best. So, but we're figuring these things out because I think ministry's happening on the fly, just like everybody's life's happening on the fly. So one of the things
can I throw in two things real quick before we run on? So just on that thought of, we've never faced this before. There are two things that caught my attention that I think are both really helpful. Yeah. One is, the number of pastors out there going, where was the class in seminary on how to lead a church through a global pandemic, right? Where none of us were trained for this. There was no way that any of us could ever have been trained for this sort of experience. And the second was a meme that came out with that same kind of group of people that said, don't worry, you are absolutely handling this 100% better than the last global pandemic that shut down every church in the country. So, yeah, we're in completely uncharted territory, but we are also doing the best we can. We're doing 100% better than we've ever done before. So,
sorry. So one of the things that I've been doing as part of like my ministry to the people of Lord of Life and the families there is writing Bible studies based on movies. So here's like a movie that a family could watch on Netflix or Disney Plus, and here's questions to process coronavirus based on this. You could watch a fun movie, and then here you could process it a little bit as a family. So that is teaching me, and the spiritual hand washing is like looking for God in every aspect of what I'm doing, even in my entertainment, like trying to see where am I seeing the work of God. Mm-hmm. And I think we can see that even as we're sitting on the couches in this time watching Netflix or binging Hulu TV shows, like we can start seeing like how am I seeing through art things that point me towards God or at least inspire a conversation. Sure. And I'm hopeful that that's what we want during this time of social distancing to do. It's like, I can consume this art and I want it to inspire a conversation or inspire a thought process, not just consume it like it's cotton candy, but consume it like it can be meaningful and valuable to myself and my world. So I think that's a powerful thing of like, how can I utilize what I've got to point me towards God? Even if that's watching, and one of the movies we did was Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, which is an awesome movie.
One of my favorite Indiana Jones movies.
There's worse ways to spend an evening than watching Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade as a family and then having a conversation.
You could watch Indiana Jones and what's the one with the aliens? That would be worse.
That would be a lot worse.
Crystal Skull.
So,
that would be worse.
Crystal Skull. Yeah. But so I think that hopefully is time. And I also hope alongside that is that this time of social distancing, so when parents are staying home with their kids, and I'm sure they're already thinking like, a lot of memes I've seen on Facebook like, wow, teachers are not paid enough. You know?
Yeah.
Because school districts are also figuring out on the fly, how do we do everything online? I don't know.
Yeah, as crazy it is for us as a church to figure out how do we suddenly move one major thing online, right? How does a school district move, hundreds of classes online in 24 hours? Right. That's a crazy, crazy problem that we're trying to solve.
Yeah, but hopefully this also gives more time to be with family, more time to go on walks together, more time to cook together, more time to sit with one another in each other's company, and even process life together in a very real way. Because parents might be scared about what this means for them, about the financial aspects of this. They're scared about their health, their parents' health. Kids are nervous about, like, what does this mean for my friends? I don't get to see the people that I normally see, and the structure is taken away from me. But what we're given in the midst of this is that time together as family. And for those of us that don't have those connections, that don't have kids or spouse and are living alone, my prayer for the spiritual hand washing is that we're finding that time to connect with people that we've not had deep, meaningful conversations with before. Sure. Through phone, through email, through these things that we just didn't have the time for, that now we have a freedom there.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes sense. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that makes sense. You know, as we're making those deep connections, I think there's an opportunity to experience new ways to make those connections too, right? I mean,
yes.
You know, how long have you and I both kind of poo-pooed the idea of social networking as a meaningful connection? And yeah, I mean, I still don't think having like 5,000 Twitter followers means that you're a popular person necessarily, or means that you have a serious emotional connection with someone. But I do think there are ways that we can have virtual connections that are equally meaningful and equally powerful.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to be figuring out how to have pastoral care conversations over the phone or over Skype or over, you know, we're doing a Zoom meeting right now. Right? We're going to be figuring this thing out. How do we do these conversations in a brand new way? And how do we learn to read cues off of each other in a new way? Because we're not going to have that same social interaction. And yet it's still going to be ministry. It's still going to be that God is present. You know, Jesus says wherever two or three are two or three are gathered, I'm there among them. And Jesus doesn't say you have to be gathered in the same room. I don't know. I mean, granted, I don't think Jesus had any, I don't know. He's God. He probably knew it was coming.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I don't, his disciples certainly didn't have any understanding of what the future was going to hold as far as technological development. But I think gathering in the name of Jesus is not bound by space, right? It's bigger than that.
I think, and then the last point that I have here about this idea of spiritual hand washing is, during this time of uncertainty and fear, is we want to give into the goodness of our aspects of our faith. And that's letting go of fear, anxiety, letting go of worry, letting go of those things. And not just letting go of those things, but embracing compassion, joy, and charity.
Yeah.
So it's not just like, hey, just don't be anxious. It's like, let go of that to embrace this,
right.
Which is going to be better. And so like one of the things like we did as a church is like, let's call the nursing homes in our community. Mm-hmm. What are your mm-hmm. needs? How can we embrace charity in the midst of this?
Yeah.
And maybe there are needs we can't meet from where you are, and that's fair. But saying, how can I meet someone's need today?
Right.
Whether that's the need of social connection, whether that's checking up on an elderly neighbor through the window and saying, hi, I hope you're doing okay, and let me know if you need anything. Whether that's, you know, having our kids make cards that could be posted through email
right.
or social
yep.
media for those that are cut off from their families.
Yep.
And so I think that's the other way to wash those hands, to become clean, is to say, I want to wash my hands of my fears so that I can grab compassion.
So I'm going to extend that metaphor, you know, if we're thinking really in the coronavirus era, right? If we want to wash our hands of that anxiety, of that fear, you know, let's call that the virus, so to speak. So that's what we're washing with the soap. And then we want to put on those gloves, right? Those gloves that are not only going to allow us to reach out to others, those gloves of love and compassion and charity, but they're also going to protect us from picking up that virus somewhere else. So, you know, when we put on those gloves of love, compassion, and charity, we're also protected from that fear that, you know, there's a buffer there that when we're engaged in those acts, we're not focused on that fear, that anxiety that is so often feels overwhelming.
Yeah. Well, those are the thoughts I had about this idea of spiritual hand washing.
I think those are pretty good thoughts. Given that I asked a question that I didn't have an answer to, I feel like we did pretty well.
Yeah. Perfect. So we still plan on producing Beyond Sunday all throughout this time, and we have the power of the internet behind us, so we can connect with one another, even if we do not have to be in the same room to record. And we definitely encourage our listeners, whether you're a member of our congregation or not, to find spiritual places to connect to.
Absolutely.
To find a church that is doing its best to meet its needs and say, not only can this church help me my needs, how can I help this church meet the needs of others? And things like that. So Lord of Life will still be having services. We'll still be figuring out how to do communion within those services, figuring out how to do Bible study through Zoom or Google Hangouts, figuring out all these things
out. By the time this podcast comes out, Lord of Life will have tried doing communion by a virtual service. We'll see what happens. So by the time this is released, you can let us know what you thought.
Yeah, I'm excited. Yeah, by this comes out, yeah, we'll have a we'll be leading some adult Bible studies this way. I'll be leading a youth group through Zoom. I will be figuring out how this looks and hopefully enjoying as much as we can the process of figuring out how to connect with one another. Because that's what we're really longing for, is like, how can I connect with the people that I can't be in the same room with is a powerful thing.
Yeah, I think that is something that I want us to be particularly aware of, because if you are someone who's listening to this podcast, you probably already have a certain level of comfort with technology, which is what we are already...
Yes.
We're living into it because we're forced to, and so we probably already have a certain connection there. You and I are recording this podcast because we have a certain comfort with technology, and we're willing to do this. Mm-hmm. And so I think we need to be particularly sensitive to those who are not only least comfortable with technology, but may well be most affected by this isolation and by this by this particular virus. Right, we want to be particularly aware of them, not just in finding ways to connect with them, but in finding ways to help them connect on their own. You know, whether that's finding ways to do tutorials with them about technology, or finding ways outside of technology to continue to connect with them. I think that's something we're going to have to continue to explore. You know, I heard a story of a pastor the other day who's up in New York, where, you know, they're in a pretty serious way, or at least as of the time of this podcast recording, they're in a pretty serious way with this. And so he was trying to figure out how to get home communion to his people. And the best plan that he could come up with was basically sanitizing his entire body, sanitizing everything that he was going to carry the communion in, wearing gloves and a mask with the communion, sanitizing his entire car, driving it over there, dropping it on the doorstep, ringing the doorbell while wearing a glove, and then, you know, stepping back 15, 20 feet from the door and letting them pick up the communion and do it from there. And, like, having this conversation from, like, 15 to 20 feet away, because that's how he could best protect them and still provide a pastoral presence, right? Technology is going to be a wonderful tool that's going to allow us to do a lot of things, but we cannot leave behind those who are most likely most affected and, for better or worse, most likely least comfortable with what we're doing, right? I don't mean that in a judgmental way. I mean that in a, we need to do everything we can to bring the entire body of Christ along on this journey.
Yeah, absolutely. So, well, where can you find us?
Hey, if you like what you heard tonight, you can find us probably still on BeyondSundayPodcast.com. As far as I know, the internet is still working, and that's still available. So you can find us there. You can find us on our Facebook page, Beyond Sunday Podcast. We're going there. If you want more about the Bible studies that Patrick is dropping, or the devotionals that I'm putting out, check out Lord of Life's Facebook page. Again, that's our group page. That's Lord of Life Lutheran Church - the Woodlands TX, I believe, is the group that's there. You can also check out Lord of Life's public page, where we'll be streaming our services, or lordoflifeonline.org.
We hope you do. We hope you connect with us through the means that we have available to us right now. And we're also very concerned about each and every person. We want people's anxiety, fear to be lifted. So reach out if you are unable to let go of anxiety, fear, to hold on to compassion right now, or to cleanse yourself that way. We want to help. Like, we want there's churches in your area that want to
help. Absolutely.
Whether that's just being a listening ear or whatever, but we definitely want people to feel that things are going to be okay, because we trust in a God that says things are going to be
Amen.
Okay. And it may not be the okay that we want, but that's how God operates. Yeah. All right, so Beyond Sunday team, it's been a pleasure, and we'll see you next week.
Oh, I'm supposed to stop my audio now, aren't I? Do I hit the red button? Yeah, that stops it. No.